1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, so we are exactly on time for Evan to talk to us about tags.pub.
Thanks, everybody. How you doing? Hey, Paul, if you're here, okay, get ready to go, because we're trying to do the lightning style. So I'm going to talk to you about tags.pub. My name is Evan Perdomo. I'm the research director at the Social Web Foundation.
That's not you. Look.
This is my former friend, the mustache. I'm the co-author and current editor of the ActivityPub and ActivityStreams 2.0 specifications at the W3C. I wrote the ActivityPub programming for the Social Web book for O'Reilly. That is my Fediverse handle, my web finger. You can find me and follow me there. It's nice and long. Evan Perdomo at socialwebfoundation.org. I'm going to be talking about a project called tags.pub, which is a domain name. However, if you go there right now, you're going to get some weird website. It doesn't exist yet, or maybe one of those, like, website doesn't exist. This is the link to find it. It's on GitHub under Social Web Foundation, tags.pub. So I just wanted to warn you before you go in there. So hashtags, they are so great, right? Hashtags are a really wonderful part of social networking. They give us a chance to coalesce around topics and ideas, concepts and movements, instead of just connecting to other people. So they're an extremely important part of what makes social networks and social media special. However, on the Fediverse, we have mechanisms for following hashtags, but not everybody knows this, they're kind of random. When you're following a hashtag, you're not really following the hashtag across the whole Fediverse. You're following a certain subset of content that's been tagged with that hashtag.